Afghans are sceptical about the release of the five Taliban leaders, fearing they'll rejoin the insurgency as soon as they're able to return to the war-torn country. Human Rights Watch says at least two of the five men are suspected of war crimes during the Taliban time in charge of Afghanistan. The US military has delivered them to Qatar, the country that's acted as an intermediary in the negotiations. The Taliban leader, Mullah Mohammed Omar, has issued a public statement hailing the exchange of the detainees as a big victory. South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards reports.
It's the people of Afghanistan who will inevitably feel any blowback from the release of the five Taliban leaders in exchange for US Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. On the streets of the Afghan capital Kabul, many feel the men will go straight back into the ranks of the insurgents.
This will have a negative impact in our country at this time that Americans withdraw their forces. Those people will join the Taliban ranks again.
There's a similar feeling amongst Afghanistan's leaders. Ahmad Behzad is a member of the Afghan parliament.
I am glad that a soldier is freed and joins his family after years of captivity. But if this issue enhances terrorism in Afghanistan and causes violence, the Afghan government, its people, and American government will pay for it.
Not surprisingly, the Taliban is happy with the release of its men. Its leader, Mullah Mohammed Omar, has even released a rare public statement hailing the exchange of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees as a big victory.
Some of these gentlemen are war criminals.
John Sifton is the Asia Advocacy Director at Human Rights Watch.
At least two of them were known to have had a hand in massacres of Hazara civilians, either during the takeover of Mazar-e-Sharif in 1998, and also massacres of Hazaras in the year 2000 that took place in central Afghanistan. The other three are lower level. One of them was a governor of Herat, for instance. Obviously implicated in the crimes of the regime on a general level, but not in massacres and that sort of thing.
And the big question is, what will happen now they're free? US officials say they'll be subject to a travel ban and won't be able to immediately return to Afghanistan. John Sifton says it's not yet certain just how valuable they'll be to the Taliban.
They have completely no experience fighting against coalition forces because they've spent the entire time of the insurgency at Guantanamo. They may have experience from fighting against the Northern Alliance and fighting against the Soviets, but they don't have experience with the modern U.S. military. But, of course, that may not be the point. Maybe they have political experience. Maybe they have important tribal and family connections that will come in useful.
The prisoner swap came just days after the United States announced plans to withdraw all but 10,000 troops from Afghanistan by the end of the year and the rest by 2016. This is Michael Edwards reporting for AM.